You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 45, You Are the Door. When Spirit first began to reveal the final chapter to me in the book, Doors of Light, they started out by talking about how our hearts are the doorways into this dimension. And this is the reason why the heart is the first thing to be developed in the human embryo. You are literally your heart. There is no separation within your body. It doesn't matter that we've learned to separate the body into many different parts and organs, because as Spirit says, everything else is only an extension of the heart. And when you understand what happens in the formation of the embryo, this is an obvious truth. Every other part of the body stems from the heart. This is a fact. We've also discussed some other heart facts in past episodes, but that's not the point here. In this episode, I want to share with you what Spirit revealed to me about who we are. They say that we are focused energy, and that energy has chosen to manifest in this dimension. There are many dimensions, and we are multidimensional beings, but a part of our consciousness has been focused here in the third dimension. We have been trapped in a very finite range of frequency. We've been under frequency control. This means that our vibrations have been stuck in a low frequency pattern that has a very limited range. This is why we've been experiencing disease, sickness, illness, wars, poverty, and other low vibratory manifestations for countless ages. Let's talk about energy a little bit here. All energy vibrates, and we are made up of pure energy, just like everything else in the universe. Vibrations produce different frequencies, and those frequencies are what allow the energy to travel. These energies travel from one dimension to another based on their range of frequency. This is about right. The greater the range, the more dimensions you can encounter. But we as humans have been stuck in a low frequency for thousands and thousands of years, literally. This is what we have referred to as the dark sleep. This has been an almost unconscious state. It's very close to it. It's a form of sleep, a lucid dream, if you will. But we have mistaken this level of consciousness that we have been experiencing for an awakened state. This is not true. And the more we raise our vibrations, the more we will encounter increased levels of consciousness that will confirm this fact. One requirement to begin to experience higher states of consciousness is that you must desire to awaken fully, and you must be willing to let go of your belief in separation in order to do this. We cannot be raised in consciousness while still believing in separation. And in order to continue to grow spiritually, you must overcome your fear of the unknown. You cannot expand unless you do this. Let's get back to the heart being the doorway into this dimension. Let's just say that all this makes sense, and we now understand that our heart is what created a way for us to participate in this dimension. Now that we understand this, it only makes sense that there is power when we create with our hearts. We are told to live from our heart, to focus our thoughts on things that give us joy and peace when we think about them. These kinds of thoughts cause our hearts to beat coherently. This in turn creates harmony within other systems of the body. Thoughts directly affect the rhythm of the heart. Thoughts, therefore, are dynamic. They create change in the physiology of the body. Now, Spirit tells us that our thoughts not only affect the body via the heart and brain, but actually create the state of health that we perceive ourselves to experience. The heart is the most vital organ to life, to all life. In order for you to manifest your dreams, you must follow your heart. For the heart is most certainly who you are. It is purely a manifestation. And just like there is no separation within the body, there really is no separation within the world. Once again, we have been taught to break the earth up into continents, oceans, seas, countries, and so on. But in truth, these are all imaginary lines that separate the one earth. This is only a mirror of the separation that we see within ourselves. From this distorted perception, we then begin to believe that we are all different. And this distortion creates fear. We then begin to separate ourselves from one another. And in that state of madness, of being consumed by fear and darkness, we create wars with ourselves. This is all a reflection of inner turmoil and self-hatred. In truth, we are all one. We are the human family, and this is our home, planet Earth. We must begin to see the truth of this reality, of this unity, that we are not separate at all. We are all one. We are connected in the deepest of ways. There is only one light that forms our being. We are as the electrons that can never be separated, neither through distance or time. We can no longer allow these illusions to control us. We must begin to live our truth and acknowledge that we are the same stream of energy that is manifesting in many forms. Once we begin to acknowledge that we are one and that there is one earth, this awareness will help to raise our consciousness. We must begin to alter our perception of the world, but this perception is only a mirror of how we see ourselves, because whatever you believe about yourself will be mirrored in the world around you. You must create coherence within the self first. It's created within the mind, within the belief structure, before your world will begin to take this form. As long as you believe in separation, then you will see separation around you. This will prevent you from being raised to a higher consciousness. You must see the unity within before you can see the unity of all things. This is the only way that a higher consciousness can begin to be developed within you. The reason why Spirit tells us that we are doorways into this dimension is because we create life through our thoughts. Our hearts give us life. They open the dimensional doorway for us to come here. And through that life, we develop the ability to think. Scientific studies on the heart have shown that all information is processed through the heart first, and then the heart sends signals to the brain, not the other way around. Your ability to know something before it happens originates in the heart. These studies have been done to test the psychic abilities of humans, and surprisingly, they found that the heart responds several seconds before the brain. Spirit wants us to be responsible and to take our creative abilities more seriously and start creating our lives more wisely. You have the ability to bring more light into this world and into your life because you are a door. The doorway originates in your heart, and your thoughts reflect this. This is why the ancient Egyptians used to weigh the heart to see if a person lived a righteous life or not. Because you are literally your heart, and the heart will mirror your thoughts. It is the first manifestation of the energy that is you. Use your thoughts more wisely and create doors of light. You start doing this by first loving yourself and knowing that you are one with all that is. And in this way, when you love yourself, you are really loving all that is. Be your divine self and shine your light for all the world to see. Thank you again. I appreciate your support and your love and your show of appreciation for these podcasts. Please remember to share this episode with someone you know it would resonate with. Until our last show for the year, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.